Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Selling Digital Podcast. I am Yatsia, your host, creator of OnlineTemplateShop.com. This is episode 44, and let's talk about faceless marketing. Usually when I record this type of episode that is kind of opinion heavy, I already have a very determined opinion, whether it's a positive one, a negative one. On this one, I'm kind of split. And I spent a lot of time researching this episode. Usually this podcast is very casual. I don't spend a lot of time researching things. A lot of things that I share here are things that I have been doing for many years, so I don't need to research. It's more about, you know, grabbing my notebook, writing down the topics, and I just go. I don't have a script or anything. For this one, I don't have a script, but I have so many notes because I've been researching this for a while now, and I spent the past 3-4 days literally on IG, on YouTube, looking at different accounts, looking at the trends, reading comments, watching so many videos on YouTube about faceless marketing, because I started with a rather negative opinion about faceless marketing. In general, or at least the new trends on faceless marketing. And I said, okay, I'm just going to share this very opinionative, negative episode. But the more I kept watching and looking at these videos, I realized, wait a minute, you started almost faceless. So there's two sides to this, right? So my own business 4 years ago was supposed to be a faceless and even nameless business. I didn't go into this face first, right? And that's when I realized, hold on, there's a quote unquote right way to do it and a bad way to do it. As of recent, faceless marketing has taken a turn to a more, I would say, less desirable way of marketing without having to show your face. It comes off as scammy in many, many ways. And the more I saw the posts, the more I was cringing. And I'm going to share all of my findings. I'm going to share why I think it could be good, or why I think it could be bad, and how it could be done right, and who could specifically benefit from faceless marketing or having a brand and a business that doesn't show your face. Which, by the way, it is nothing new. We can think of like 20 businesses that are faceless. We can think of, you know, Walmart, Target, Starbucks, Coca-Cola, Macy's, JCPenney, Stanley, IKEA, Peloton, and the list goes on. All of these are faceless businesses. When I said all of those names, did you picture a face attached to that? No, you didn't. You pictured a color. You pictured a logo. And it's because these type of businesses, they don't need a face. They don't necessarily need to have a human behind it. Now, there's other types of businesses. For example, Disney. Now, did you picture the mouse? Yes, you did, right? So it's kind of sort of one of those businesses that are murky in the middle, because when someone says Disney to me, I picture the mouse and I picture the CEO. But I think that I picture the CEO because I'm interested in business and I'm always researching, and I have found myself watching different interviews with Bob Iger, and I really enjoy that kind of businessy content. If I was just a non-business person, I was working, you know, a regular job or whatever, I probably wouldn't be Googling Bob Iger. I wouldn't even know his name. I would just attach the mouse to Disney. And kind of the same thing happens to me with eBay. I started selling on eBay probably around 2001. I can't remember if it was 2000, 2001, something like that. And at the time, Meg Whitman was the CEO. And I found it very interesting because here is this, you know, big, powerful woman behind one of the most famous, at the time, emerging e-businesses, online businesses. And over the years, I kind of followed her career. So when someone says eBay, my mind goes back to Meg Whitman. But I also think of the logo. I also think of the colors. And I'm saying all of this just to bring back the point that not every business, not every brand needs a face. At this point in my business, I have personally spoken to so many of you, of people in my audience that have talked to me and said to me that you don't want to show your face in your business. And I've always, every single time, I can't think of one time where I've been like, nope, you have to show up. You have to show your face. Not at all. And I know I have talked about this before. You do not have to show your face. Your face does not have to be your business. Even in our online business world, your face does not have to be your business, okay? If you look back in my YouTube channel, at least half the videos in my channel don't show my face at all. And I have a successful YouTube channel that makes money every month, whether I post or not. In fact, the intro to the channel has like an animation of myself. Now, almost 3 years in, now I show my face more because I'm more comfortable, because I've decided my brand is not going to be a faceless brand. But these are very conscious decisions that I have made from the beginning. In the very beginning, I wasn't going to share my face. I wasn't even going to share my name. In fact, I've never said this before. I had a name picked out that I was going to use in my business because the idea was for this business to be a side hustle. I was a teacher at the time, and I had my teacher shop before I even started this business. And I still have that teacher shop. It's successful and makes money again every single month. But at the time, I didn't want to show my face. So I knew I was going to do a YouTube channel. I knew I was going to do all of these things, but never share my face, never share my name. As I kept growing, and not only was I selling and making money, people started reaching out to me, so I couldn't hide anymore. And that happened pretty quickly within the first 2 months. Like very, very quickly, I was like, yeah, I can't hide. I'm going to have to show my face. But that's a decision that I made. It was a conscious decision to be like, I'm going to share my face. I'm going to share my name. Could I have stayed nameless and faceless? Yes, absolutely. Could I have been successful? Yes, absolutely. This is a decision that you can make yourself, whether you want to be faceless or you want to show your face. In my niche of digital products, PLR, MRR, Canva templates, that type of thing, most of us share our face and our names. In fact, I could even go as far as telling you that a lot of us almost have a personal brand. I would not consider my business to be a personal brand. My business is not about me personally, but I share enough about my life where it feels like my business is me. In fact, I think about this all the time. If I were to sell my business, I don't think I could sell the business. I think I could sell the assets to the business. So all the products that I have built over the years, I could sell that, the actual products to someone, but actually selling onlinetemplateshop.com as a business in general, I don't think I could do it because everything is so attached to me and to my face and to my voice and to my name that it would be hard for someone on the outside to come in and kind of reskin and rebrand all the things. So that's another point to this. Do you want to sell your business in the future? Then sure, go faceless, right? And I also think about my teacher store. I have considered so many times selling my teacher store, and I could do it very easily, because my face is not there. Sure, there's an About Me page where there's a picture of me in my classroom, but my teacher store doesn't have my name. I don't have an email list to it. So I could sell not only the assets, I could sell the entire business to someone else, and all they would have to do is delete that About Me page and they would be good to go. Because my name isn't attached to it. There's a picture of me in the About Me page. There's a picture of me on the actual store. And that's it. They could easily swap it out for a logo and be done with it. Now, this business in particular, not so easy. Okay, so now that I've said all of that, we're 10 minutes in. So what exactly is faceless marketing? The way I understand it, it's a marketing approach where the focus is on the product, the service, or the brand itself, rather than the individual or the person that is behind it. So the personal identity of the companies, the owner, the employees, or anyone who works for them, that isn't prominent in the marketing. Everything is focused on the product. The main emphasis is in the offering. Usually the target audience for that type of business is way bigger than a personal brand. And there's specific consistency in the messaging of that business, which could be great. Even though your audience is very big, the consistency in the branding is there and is spot on. Think about IKEA, for example, just to go easy, right? Who is the target audience of IKEA? It's usually single people who are not living with their parents, single people who maybe have just started college, newly married couples, families with young children, people who are looking for a quick and easy way to furnish their homes. That's a huge audience. I probably just described most of the people listening to this. And their messaging is literally, I'm going to read it to you off of their website. It's to create a better everyday life for the many people. So that alone tells you their audience is freaking huge. Their messaging is very consistent. Their product is very consistent. The approach of that type of business is very different from someone who is running a personal brand, where their personality, their expertise, and their individual reputation is literally how they grow their business and how their audience is attracted to them. Now, let's keep it positive for a little bit longer before we go into the more nuanced, not so positive things about faceless marketing. And I just want to bring out three different ways in which faceless marketing can be a very, very good thing done the right way. And this is brand consistency. When your business is attached to a logo, a color, or a specific messaging, you keep it very consistent no matter what happens. Personal brands are very dependent on whatever's going on in the life of that person. While the messaging stays the same with personal branding, the content put out can change depending on what's going on. And also because people change and people grow and people evolve over the years, while brands can stay the same. When I think of JCPenney, I've been shopping at JCPenney since I was little. My mom would take me when I was little, and I'm 42 years old. So over 42 years, every time I go to a JCPenney store, every time I think of JCPenney, I think of the same brand, of the same business, and everything stays very consistent. But when I think of personal brands, for example, real quickly, it comes to mind, and probably a lot of you know this person, I can think of Whitney Simmons, for example. She's a YouTuber, Instagrammer, all the things, and she talks a lot about fitness. When I think of Whitney Simmons, I think of fitness. And I started following her probably 10 years ago. I think my son was just born when I found her channel. Over the years, her personal brand has kind of changed. When I found her 10 years ago, she was living with roommates in a house, and her content was more about what she was eating during the day, which is exactly what I was looking for, because I needed easy, high protein foods to be able to keep up with my newborn. Now she's a married woman with big, big, big brand deals. Over the years, it has changed. The messaging has changed and all of that has changed. And it's a wonderful thing, because we feel that we grow with the personal brands that we have been following for years. I mean, another 3, 4, 5 people come to mind that I've been following for many, many years that have personal brands, and they have changed absolutely over the past years. Also, when you have a faceless brand, you can really think long term. Your plans can go years ahead, because again, not much changes. And it becomes very easy to plan, because the seasons never change. You have messaging. And once you've been doing this for at least a year, you can just rinse and repeat. With all that, we also have to understand that there's a negative part, or maybe not a negative part, but some cons that come with faceless marketing. And the first one that is very obvious, of course, is the lack of personal connection. Those who are using the faceless marketing approach have to work harder to appeal in a more emotional level, with, at the end of the day, it's, I believe, is the thing that makes people buy. Because there's no personality associated with the brand, it's a lot harder to build that trust of that loyalty with your target audience. It's also a little bit harder to differentiate between one brand and the other, because humans are better at attaching faces to something. That's what our brain remembers the most. And when we bring it back to our niche, to the digital product, online business world, personality and expertise as an individual, it's really what differentiates you from someone else. Because a lot of us are selling the exact same thing. Think about what makes you buy from person one versus person two. It's usually how you vibe with them, which comes back to personality, the expertise, and how that person positions themselves and their business against everyone else. Whether someone is positioning themselves and their businesses as a leader by teaching a high view of whatever topic it is that they have chosen, or someone who positions themselves and their business more as a creator of one type of specific product. When you have a face front or personal business, you are more open to share your insights, your opinions, your experiences, thus positioning yourself as an individual expert in whatever your topic is. There's also a lot of areas in which your marketing can be very impersonal when you're doing this faceless marketing thing. And that could be customer service. Although a lot of people with personal brands do have a VA who will deal with customer service. But I have found myself thinking sometimes that when I'm reaching out to a business where I can picture the face of the person to the business, I think they're going to reply to me within 24 hours versus when I'm emailing, I don't know, Thrivecart because something went wrong, I know it's going to take days. And that has a lot to do with how I perceive them as a brand and as a business versus the creator or versus someone who I can picture a face attached to their business. For some people, there could even be a little less authentic. And to me, that is not particularly important because I don't need to know someone's backstory to be able to purchase from them or feel that authenticity from them. I can see an ad, I can watch one YouTube video, I can watch a couple of reels from someone, go to their profile, click on the link and purchase something. I do not need to know their backstory. I don't have to feel, oh, they're so authentic or so original. Now, a lot of people do have to feel that way. Some people follow someone for a long time before they even decide to buy anything from them. And there is no right way to this. Everyone buys at their own time. But that could be a double-edged sword, just to put it in a more straightforward way, that a faceless marketing business could come off as less authentic. And in that same thought, it could come off as less trustworthy. Again, for some people, this is not always the case. Now, I was going to save this until the end, but I think I'm going to share it now because I'm going to go into my research after, and I just want to share my opinion now. And again, I told you in the beginning, it's split, so there's not going to be like a super controversial opinion here, but I do want to share it before we go into a little bit of my research and what I have seen online in the past few days when I have gone really deep into researching all of this. And especially when we get to talk about the scammy tactics, which will come, I promise. I will mention all of those. But right now, a positive thing, the positive opinion that I have with faceless marketing is that while it might not be the right approach for everyone, it is a very good alternative to the more traditional personal branding tactics that come in the online business world. Now, from now on, I will be talking from the perspective of our world of online business and digital products. So this opinion is based on specifically that. Because as I said before, when you use faceless marketing to put the focus on the product or the service itself, it can help the business build trust and long-term success because marketing becomes rinse and repeat year after year. There's no overthinking. There's no, what am I going to do now? There's no, my head hurts, I can't send an email today. Because again, that particular business does not depend on one person. So that's great and wonderful, right? Now, talking about the cons of faceless marketing, the first one that really jumps to mind is that consumers today, specifically in online business, are looking for brands that they can relate to, trust, and believe in. And trust and all of that I just mentioned becomes more easy or, you know, easier when you can attach a face to a specific product or a specific brand. A lot of people want to know the story behind the company, the values, what they do, and get to know someone in a more personal level before even considering investing in that business. And faceless marketing strips away that essential human connection, right? And it can even be a bland experience with that business, a forgettable experience with that business, especially when these businesses are depending on social media to promote. Because you're in that endless scroll, and unless you're looking at a face, you're probably not stopping to pay attention to someone new. It also makes it hard to establish yourself and your business as a thought leader or an innovator in your topic or even an expert on what you do. Because all of those things require a strong individual presence, which then makes it hard to differentiate yourself from competitors and actually build a loyal following. At the end of the day, I do find marketing, faceless marketing, very impersonal and sometimes even uninspiring. As a consumer, I find it less meaningful and I engage in a less meaningful level with faceless brands because that human element is removed. I don't find it untrustworthy. This is something that I found a lot online, that a lot of people think faceless marketing is untrustworthy. I don't necessarily think it's untrustworthy, but it does lack that connection, and it makes it a lot harder to connect to a business that doesn't have a face. And again, this is coming from a perspective of online business, and specifically for digital product creators, which is my audience and which is what I do. I am no longer talking about IKEA, eBay, JCPenney, Macy's, Starbucks, Coca-Cola, Disney. I'm talking about businesses specifically like mine and like yours. Having said that, if you want to run an online business without showing your face, you just want to create products, launch them, promote, and that's it. You have no interest in showing your face. Go ahead and do it. It can work very well when you are selling your own product. Lots of people are successful this way. I can think back to 2017, 2018. One of the first people I started following in this printables niche, she had a blog and a newsletter. And I didn't know her face. I knew her name and it could have been a fake name for all I cared. And I learned a lot from this person. She was one of the first people I started following who would talk about Canva when Canva still wasn't super popular. And I went back actually this morning to her website. She's still in business. I stopped following her about, I don't know, 3 years ago or so. But she's still in business, and I went to her about page and I saw her face for the first time. There was like a small picture of her and like a little bio, and that's it. For all of those years, I followed this person without knowing their face. I was just listening to what they had to say, what they had to teach about Canva and printables and blogging and things like that. She was also selling her own courses and templates. So for her, that worked perfectly. She did it in a very authentic, genuine way, teaching what she knew as she went on. Her whole thing was like, I'm just starting out and I'm learning as I go, which I found very relatable. And I didn't need to look at her face to trust her and learn from her and buy her things. So that's a great example of how to do this the right way, so to speak. And giving you an example of my own business, I told you earlier that my own YouTube channel started faceless. My business wasn't necessarily faceless, but the channel was, because honestly, I didn't want to put on makeup just to create a tutorial. Most of my videos are how-tos, are tutorials, and I just didn't want to show my face. I didn't want to brush my hair or put makeup or whatever. And I just wanted to get out as many videos as possible. And if putting makeup was the one thing that was stopping me from creating a video, then, you know, to hell with it. I'm just going to record this tutorial and put it on the internet. And it worked out for me wonderfully. So there is a way to do these things the right way. And I keep saying the right way, quote unquote, right? But to me, the right way is someone who is being genuine about what they do, someone who truly, deeply knows what they're talking about and what they're trying to teach others, someone who truly knows about the product that they're trying to sell on the back end, which brings me to what I found on the internet. And the first most glaring thing is that I could not for the life of me find any examples on Instagram specifically, of any of these faceless marketing accounts marketing to a business to consumer audience. By the way, from here on, I'm going to say B2C, business to consumer, and B2B, business to business. I will be using those letters instead of having to say the whole thing. Every single one of these accounts that I found were B2B. And just to say, I focused on online business. I didn't go outside of our online business bubble, but there's a lot of online businesses catering to a B2C audience. I could not find an example of faceless marketing in a B2C at all. Everything was B2B, which raises a big, big red flag. If we can't create a product for an end consumer, then where does the line stop? There has to be an end consumer to any product. But in this faceless marketing thing, I could not find any B2C, meaning there's no end consumer. Now, going back to the specific type of post that I saw on Instagram, a lot of these hashtags for faceless marketing were random images, like windows. I saw one that was just as if someone took their phone, took a picture of their window in the living room, and that was it. That was the image that they used to share their thoughts. And I saw a few other similar ones. I saw pictures of lamps. I saw pictures of doors. I saw pictures of shoes. I don't know what the end or what the strategy is. Like, why would you put an image like that attached to faceless marketing? If you know what the strategy behind this is, please let me know, because I couldn't find in all of the videos that I watch on YouTube, which we will get to later, in all of the videos that I watch, I couldn't find a strategy attached to posting a random household item picture as your post. I really don't understand what that is. So if you know what it is, if you've seen something around, someone's teaching something like that, let me know what it is, because I'm very, very curious. I just could not figure it out. Also, most of these posts were about actually teaching faceless marketing. So not necessarily people using faceless marketing to promote their products, but accounts teaching faceless marketing. I would say at least 80% of all the posts that I saw were about teaching the strategy of faceless marketing versus using faceless marketing to sell their products, their offers, their whatever. Which again, second big, big red flag. Number one, it seems that there's no B2C faceless marketing. At least I couldn't find any on Instagram specifically. There seems that most of these accounts and posts are teaching faceless marketing. So there's not a lot of people actually using it. But we will get to that because this all ties up to the MRR courses that we will get to in a minute. So this brings me to the idea that faceless marketing is highly, highly social media dependent. So if you're someone who does not enjoy social media, faceless marketing is not going to be your thing either. You're going to have to think of other things in order to show up and sell. This could be ads, you know, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, which is something that you can manage on the back end. You don't have to show up. You don't necessarily have to show your face. And you don't have to think about posting every single day. You can just run an ad for a month and be done with that. And just think about your strategy, you know, week to week or month to month versus every single day posting different posts and creating so much content. So if you don't want to create a lot of content, if you don't want to be thinking about content 24/7, faceless marketing might not be for you, because it feels like, as of what I've seen, it is very social media dependent, which is something I do not enjoy. I'm not against social media at all. I'm an elder millennial, okay? Let me just establish it. I just told you earlier, I'm 42 years old. I did not grow up with social media. I am not used to social media being a part of my everyday life. I do have a Facebook account, IG. I have a YouTube channel. I'm not into TikTok. I don't have a TikTok account at all. Like, I've never been on TikTok. I don't plan to be. Ever, not because I don't like it, but because I'm just not attracted to it. Social media is not something that I'm generally attracted to. I've been more into Instagram for research purposes because I've been looking up some information, especially for this episode. So I've been on social a little bit more as of late, for business purposes, not necessarily for personal reasons. So if you're like me and you just don't care much about social media, or you're totally against it, or you just cannot fathom the idea of even opening the Instagram app, then Faces Marketing is not an option for you. You're going to have to think of other ways to grow your business and make money. During my research, I actually signed up to a few of these accounts' email newsletters. I actually went and clicked on their links. I actually looked at their websites. I signed up for their newsletters because I wanted to see what they were teaching. I wanted to see these guides that they were promoting. Everything free. I didn't pay for anything. It was everything free. A lot of guides, a lot of emails that I got from these people promoting their courses. And speaking about courses, it seemed to be like a 70-30 split in terms of what they were selling. I would say about 70% of these email newsletters, and I signed up for like 11, 12, 13 newsletters. I went a little bit crazy. So out of all that number, I would say about 70% were MRR courses. If you don't know what that means, MRR courses, I recorded a whole episode that I'm going to link in the description so you can listen to that and what that is. Go also, if you want to see it for real, go to Instagram and search for MRR courses and you will see thousands of posts about what that is. And it's also on YouTube if you want to learn more about it. So go do your research on that and why it's not a very good thing. But that's like a whole other episode. So let's stick to Faces Marketing. A lot of these Faces Marketing accounts that I signed up for to receive their guides or PDF, their downloadables, were selling MRR courses. Yeah. A few of them were selling their own courses about faceless marketing. Yeah. I don't even know what to say about that. They were all B2B, obviously. They were all teaching marketing. They were all teaching faceless marketing. Not all, but most. Teaching faceless marketing. In general, they were all teaching business. Every single one of them. Could not find anything B2C. If you know of any of these accounts selling B2C, please let me know. Send me an email. My email address will be in the description of this episode. Send me those links. I want to see them. I want genuinely to see them and believe that there's hope. Believe that someone out there is selling to an end consumer. Now, I wasn't surprised to see that the main offer of most of these accounts were MRR courses. I kind of assumed going into it that that would be the experience that I would have, and that would be the findings of my little research thing. But man, I did not want to be right, you know. And this is only on Instagram. We haven't even gotten to YouTube yet. This is just Instagram, 100% B2B. Almost, you know, 70% it was MRR courses. And 100% were teaching faceless marketing / marketing in general. And all very basic too. There wasn't anything that was super niche down. It wasn't like faceless marketing for printables, faceless marketing for courses. No, it was all very surface level, which I'm assuming, because again, this is an assumption that I'm going to say now because I don't know these people, I don't know these accounts, but I'm assuming these are not experts. I'm assuming this is a random person who saw an opportunity to make money. They bought an MRR course and they're reselling it, and they're not an expert on anything. They just want to make money, which is a whole other conversation. All I'm going to say about this is be careful who you buy from, be careful who you listen to, do your own research, and make sure you trust the person who you are selling. I mean, the person who you are buying from. Last thing I'm going to say about Instagram is that I did find a good number of bigger accounts, bigger agencies, like social media agencies, sharing some posts about how they would approach this trend if they were starting over and their whole model was a faceless marketing account. Now, I did went through these agency accounts. They're not faceless. They're just trying to educate their audiences in faceless marketing. And I guess they're trying to tell them, hey, if you're going to do it, this is the better way to do it. And these accounts seem very trustworthy. They're new to me, that these are not accounts that I've been following. Literally, this is just part of my research. These accounts are new to me. And they did have a few posts talking about faceless marketing and how there is a good way to do it, how there is a way that it could work for some people if they did it in a specific way. And all of these accounts that I saw and all of these posts that I saw all around, and that was to have a very defined brand and not deviate from it. Most of them were talking about stick to your colors, stick to your logo, stick to a specific aesthetic and messaging to be able to do this right. And most importantly, there were a couple of them mentioning sell your own thing. They didn't talk about MRR courses specifically. They just said sell your own thing. Moving on to YouTube, it wasn't much different, but I will say I did find plenty of channels that were B2C. And I found a lot of channels also that were B2B, but it's not all good news because these B2C channels were mostly AI generated. Mind you, I love AI. I am not against it at all. I'm against a few things here and there that don't sound good to me. And I'm against many things that people do with AI. But in general, I use AI every single day. I love it. I will continue using it, and I have nothing big against it. So anyway, having said that, a lot of these B2C YouTube channels were AI generated and they were bad, like bad. I couldn't get through 3 minutes of it. The idea was to watch the whole video. The videos are under 10 minutes. And I'm like, sure, I'll watch a couple hours worth of these videos. I couldn't get past 3 minutes. They were very bad. The voices were awful. The visuals were awful. The information was mostly wrong. Like one of them I was watching was in the pet niche. I have a dog. I'm not a dog expert, obviously, but I know the basics about taking care of dogs. And I was watching a couple of videos about dogs and it just did not make sense. A lot of the things that were mentioning did not make sense. They were not correct, like factually correct. So where can we draw the line? You know, a lot of people are watching these videos and believing what they see. They believe that they can do certain things with their pets that are actually going to hurt them. Like there were some very wrong things being said in some of these videos. A lot of them also were just very basic. And when you click to their channels, they mostly stick to a specific topic, and then each video is like a different thing about the same topic. And it's all AI generated from the voice. You can tell the script was probably ChatGPT or something like that, because it sounds, you know, they use those words that, you know, ChatGPT wrote them, and they were very, very bad. In general, I could not find any B2C channel that was actually good and that wasn't 100% AI generated. And very importantly, they were all newer channels. We're not talking about channels that have been up for a year. These channels, I think most of them were around 8-9 months old. They were monetized, had a decent amount of subscribers, not super high, especially when compared to the views. The views were high, like ridiculous. Some of them had millions of views, compared to subscribers, which were in the low, like, I don't think I saw one that had more than 30,000 subscribers, but some of them did have millions of views in their videos. So on the positive note, it was good to see some people doing faceless marketing, not teaching faceless marketing in the B2C niche, but I did find a lot of B2B faceless marketing that was good. For example, I found this YouTube channel teaching YouTube that was mostly faceless. I think the person talking, and I'm only assuming because there's this picture of a human, it was a guy. His picture was on the thumbnail, but not on the video itself. The whole video was narrated and was kind of tutorial-ish. So I found that interesting because that's basically what I do. Like, my face will be on the thumbnail, but not necessarily on the video. And it's just my voice, and it's me teaching how to do something, which works very well for me, and I can see that it works very well for a lot of people. I did watch a few videos of this, specifically YouTube channel, and it was actually very good. I did see also very similar videos to what I create in the printables and, you know, planner journal type YouTube channels that were basically the same thing. Like, the person's face would be on the thumbnail, and then the video was just the tutorial. And I have to say that all the videos that I watched in the printable niche were very good, very informational, very well done, and again, no face shown. But we go back to the majority, well, not the majority, all of them actually, all of the good examples of faceless marketing that I found were B2B. I couldn't find anything B2C that was actually very good, very well done, and very helpful. If you have found them, please send me links. I am dying to see these examples. I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm just saying that I couldn't find them. And trust me, I'm very good at searching on the internet. I watch YouTube videos every single day. Like, we have a TV, but we don't have cable. We don't watch TV. And by we, I mean me and my son. We just don't. So we watch a lot of YouTube. And I'm very good at searching on YouTube. And I could not find anything faceless that was good. That is B2C. I did find good faceless in the B2B. And I found a lot of bad faceless in the B2B, mostly on Instagram, not so much on YouTube, because a lot of the B2B faceless that I found on YouTube was teaching faceless marketing. not actually doing faceless marketing. And all the channels that I found on YouTube that were teaching faceless marketing had a face. It was literally someone speaking and teaching faceless marketing, but there were in the video, the actual person was in the video. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm not saying that they're not doing what they preach. I am actually glad that I got to look at a face when I was watching a video. And you can go to YouTube, I think, let me look real quick. Yeah. So what I actually put on the search bar was faceless marketing. When you click on it, most of the thumbnails, I'm scrolling right now. Yeah, I would say most of the thumbnails have a human on them. Some of them, I guess, just saw three of them that have a human with a covered face, but they're doing it kind of for drama because when you actually click on the video, they actually show their face. So kind of pointless, or they're just trying to prove a point, I guess. There are also quite a few very, very interesting videos about how faceless marketing are a scam. And I have to say, let me look real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so I have 5 here that I could find that I actually watched completely about faceless marketing being a scam. And I agree mostly with what they say. There's a few things that I just didn't agree with because I can tell these people are not in the online business world. They're YouTubers creating commentary videos, and they don't quite understand what we do in the online business world. And some of the information was not quite accurate. So I can't say that I totally agree with all of their points. But when you go and search for faceless marketing scam, you'll get a few options that you can watch for yourself and kind of decide if you think it's a scam or not, if you decide that it's something for you or not. Oh my goodness, I've been talking for a while, so I'm going to stop now, but I want to leave you with this. You decide if this is for you or not. You decide what you do or not. I don't want to tell you what to do. I mean, I do want to tell you what to do because I love doing that. But it's your business, it's your life. You decide what you want to do. This is just me sharing my opinion, sharing what I found, sharing what I think of this whole situation. I think faceless businesses can be a great thing. I think there's a time and place for that if done correctly. But faceless marketing, when you combine it with the MRR course situation, it's a no-no. And that is just my opinion. It's shitty. And no, I would never do it. I would never tell someone to do it. I would never recommend it. It's a big no-no. Faceless marketing, done correctly, done in a way that actually contributes something to someone's life, absolutely, go ahead and do it. Your face does not have to be your business, okay? That is not what I'm saying here. So thank you for listening all the way to the end. Thank you for listening to my opinionated mind. I hope this was actually useful for you. Do reach out. Do let me know what you think. If you have examples of faceless marketing done in a very, very good way, please do send me the links, reach out and tell me, because I am craving to see those links. That is it for today, and I will see you on the next one. Bye-bye.